Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Well Church Satterton's podcast. We pray that you enjoy this message and that it creates a well of hope in your life today.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, thanks for going there with us. I just wanted to encourage you guys here, because I know none of you would do this, but every time we lean into the Holy Spirit and worship, and I encourage you to sing in the Spirit, somebody gets really upset. And so there is scripture that says, like, hey, when you gather together, don't speak in tongues, because it's more valuable to say something in English. But in the worship time, when we're kind of encouraging you guys to engage with the Spirit of God in the worship, that's for you and God. You know, so we don't apply that scripture. If we apply it there, it would be wrongly applied, because it's a moment with you in the presence of the Lord. It's not a moment where you're trying to learn from someone else. You're trying to learn from God. And so what's awesome is, you know, we're not always focused on singing in the Spirit or speaking in the Spirit, but it is an awesome way to bypass your mind, because your mind sometimes gets in the way. Everybody good? You ready? Yeah. Bob's going to come talk to you in a second. I don't have any jokes or anything, Bob.
Good morning. Good morning. So I had a couple of things that were on my heart the last couple of weeks, and they all were pretty good. And then this week, the Lord just put on my heart generations. And I want to talk a little bit about things that we hear, like generational curses. You know, we kind of deal with those types of things. And I don't want to talk about the big stuff. I want to talk about the small things that are like your day-to-day kind of stuff that maybe we don't even see as being something that's a curse, but we actually see it as something that's normal. And I'm going to be talking about children today. When I use the word children, I want us to understand that I'm talking about biological, adopted, spiritual children, children that we don't have yet, grandkids. So everybody's kind of included on that. How many times have you heard or have you said the words, this runs in the family? High blood pressure, oh, it runs in the family. You know, eyesight, bad eyesight. How about certain types of cancers that run in the family? Diabetes, it's a pretty common one. Some mental health stuff. Maybe when you get older, you know, dementia or Alzheimer's or things like that run in the family. I want to talk a little about generational poverty. I did an internship in Allentown, in Center City, Allentown, in the thick of it, and the normalcy of the poverty up there was really disheartening, and it just comes from a place of, you know, this is just how it is. This is normal to us. We grow up, we get a job, we have some assistance. Assistance is great, but it just becomes this thing that just becomes a generational thing. And it's something very easily that we pass on from one another. And the other thing, how about when we play victim to things? Sometimes we play victim because maybe of our age. Maybe we're a man or a woman. Maybe you're too fat. Too skinny, you know, those types of things. We just kind of pass these things on, and even, you know, race issues, and not saying that these aren't real issues, but we can play victim to certain things and very easily pass those on to our children. And I feel that these are all types of curses that maybe we don't really even think about, that we see as very normal. You know, when we speak to high blood pressure and the cancers and we, you know, these things that run in the family, you know, we have to expect to continue to see them if we're speaking them. Even with, like, racism and identity issues, the more we speak those things, the more we're going to see it. But what if we started to speak truth over all those things? What if we really started to speak, you know, the Father's truth in every type of a situation that we have, instead of saying this and this runs in the family, maybe we say that stops here. And from now going forward, it will never be in my family again. So I think this generation stuff really fits in really well with the declarations and things that we've been doing this month. So I have one for you real quick. If you want to repeat after me, it says, the world around me will radically change when I speak the Father's truth over it.
Come on.
You good? Want to do it again?
Yes.
The world around me
will radically
change when I speak the Father's truth over it. All right. So now we're on the same page, okay? So if you want to turn to Numbers, I'm going to read out Numbers 6, 24 to 27. I'm going somewhere with this. We're going to take the scenic route a little bit today. It says, there's a song that's out right now, which is just a really awesome song. I think we've done it here a few times, but it's based off of this scripture. And it says, the Lord bless you and keep you. I'm amplified version. Protect you, sustain you, and guard you. The Lord make his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious to you, surrounding you with loving kindness. The Lord lift up his countenance, his face, upon you with divine approval and give you peace, a tranquil heart and life. And verse 27 says, so Aaron and his sons shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Just keep the children of Israel tucked in the back of your head. And then we're going to jump up to Luke 3, verses 7 and 8. It says, so he began, this is John the Baptist, he began saying to the crowds who were coming out to be baptized by him, it says, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath of God that is to come. Therefore, produce fruit that is worthy of, consistent with your repentance, that is, live changed lives from the sin, and seek God in his righteousness. And do not even begin to say to yourselves as a defense, we have Abraham for our father, and so our heritage assures us of salvation. So I say to you that from these stones, God is able to raise up children or descendants for Abraham. For God can replace the unrepentant, regardless of their heritage, with those who are obedient. So I'm going to jump one more scripture. And yeah, we'll just jump in. Galatians 3. 13 and 14 says, Christ purchased our freedom and redeemed us from the curse of the law and its condemnation by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, in order that Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham, might also come to the Gentiles, so that we all receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. When I read a scripture like this, it kind of tells me that we are no longer under generational curses. We can still speak them, but we're no longer under them. But we are under generational blessings. It says that we will bless through the blessing of Abraham to receive the Holy Spirit. We've been blessed with the Holy Spirit and all that comes with it. And Jesus has broken this curse, and in its place has given us this blessing. So how about we start to speak those divine blessings running the family? Okay? Some more declarations. I am. And my children are.
And my children are.
Redeemed.
Redeemed.
I am.
And my children are.
Generational promises.
Generational promises.
I am.
And
my children are
blessed with the Holy Spirit
and will walk
in the fruit of the Spirit.
So I want to talk a little more about Abraham. So before Abraham was Abraham, he was Abram, which means exalted father, which is a pretty cool title to have. What happens? God blesses him, enters into a covenant with him, and becomes Abraham, which means father of many nations, which means that Isaac was a son of promise. Jacob is a son of promise. So when he blessed Abraham, those blessings continued throughout all generations. And when God blesses you, its intention is to go through all of your generations. And this, these next two scriptures I have here ties this together. Galatians 3:29. And it says, if you belong to Christ, do you belong to Christ? Yes. If you belong to Christ, if you are in him, then you are Abraham's descendants and spiritual heirs according to God's promise. Ephesians 1:11 says, in him also we have received an inheritance, a destiny. We are claimed by God as his own, having been predestined, chosen, appointed beforehand, according to the purpose of him who works everything in agreement with the counsel and design of his will. How many of you know that you are a child of promise? And your children and your children's children are children of promise. And it's not just a promise to you. Your children just aren't promised to you, but they're promised to the world. They're a promise to the world where they have a purpose and a plan. That they were promised to live right now in this time of history. To thrive, to be fruitful, back in Genesis, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it, given everything that they're ever going to need. They are put here at this specific time for a purpose. All stemming back from the blessings of Abraham, because we're still in that promise that we're, I mean, it's just going to end never. It's going to go on and on and on because we're all descendants. If you want to turn to Deuteronomy 28, I'm going to read 11 to 14. It says, the Lord will give you great prosperity. And in the offspring of your body, in the offspring of your livestock, and the produce of your ground, and the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open for you his good treasure house, the heavens, to give rain to your land and in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you will lend to many nations, you will not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you will be above only, and you will not be beneath. That's a mindset change there. If you listen and pay attention to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I am commanding you today, to observe them carefully, do not turn your side from any of the words which I am commanding you, to the right or to the left, to follow and serve other gods. I'm going to read Psalm 115. 11 to 14. I got a lot of scriptures today. I like them. It says, the Lord has been mindful to us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear and worship the Lord. Do we fear and worship the Lord? With awe-inspired reverence and submissive wonder, both the small and the great. It says, may the Lord give you great increase, you and your children. Our God is a God of generations. That when he blesses, it's for you and your children and your children's children. And Genesis 17:7 kind of puts this a little bit into perspective. It says, I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants. After you, throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. Everything that God has spoken to Abraham is continuing. Everything that God has spoken over you and into your life, it will continue to all your descendants, all your generations. What we think and how we think gives God room to move in our lives. Does that make sense? What we think and how we think gives God the room to do the things that he has purpose and plan in our lives. Whether we go along with it because it's the best choice and it's the only thing that's ever going to bless you and just take your breath away, or you could fight against it. We are the only ones that can limit what God does in our lives. And so I was listening to teachings like I usually do. And the teacher said this. He said, things come into my life because of what comes out of my mouth. Things that come out of our mouths will affect our lives, will affect our children's lives and our generations. It's not just an immediate thing. So what we speak is just as important as our faith. So we need to speak from our faith. It says, declarations are speaking the truth over someone or something. I like to say the truth of the Father because that's the truth that comes to my heart. So speaking the truth over someone, over something, a certain situation, circumstance, that hasn't been in our experience yet. Romans 4:17 says it. I have made you a father in many nations, in the sight of him in whom he believed, that is God, who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist. If we're not seeing these things, we need to speak these things. You know, if our kids right now are currently struggling, and even if we're currently struggling with some kind of issues, whether it's health issues, and then we have babies that are they're dealing with some health issues. We have some of our kids that are dealing with some mental health issues and maybe some addictions and just being lost. We need to start speaking that truth over them and over ourselves if we're dealing with anything. As I know we can deal with enough stuff too, with some depressions and anxieties and, you know, everyday stuff. But we need to speak that they will see their healing. We need to speak that they are promises and they will see the promises manifested in their lives. And we need to speak that they are and they will be set free from whatever the things that are going on right now in their lives. And we need to pray that and speak these things. We need to speak that they will live in that perfect peace, that shalom, that fullness of God. We cannot let our experience become our identity or their identity. Going back to the beginning, if we speak these things, they hear these things. There's a video I saw of this, it wasn't an old guy, he was a dad. He was sitting on a couch, and his little toddler was on the floor. And he gets up off the couch and he grunts. It's normal when you start getting a little older, right? He grunts. The little kid stands up and grunts. It's a cute video, but how easy was that for that child to see that this is what we do when we get up? How easy it is if we speak something that child hears, maybe inadvertently, we think it's normal. And they hear it, and that becomes their normal. That, to me, is just like a generational curse. We're passing on our words to them. But we can't let our experience become our identity or their identity. And if we do that, that in itself can prevent God moving in our lives. And Jesus then says things like, your faith has made you well, and it is done according to your faith. We have to continuously be speaking things from our faith to build our faith, whether or not they are what we're experiencing. And we need to keep speaking those things until that is our experience. You know, our identity is not found in what we are going through or what we're experiencing, but our identity is found in what we are created to be. It's found in our God-given purpose and our identity and the value that He has over us. We need to speak these truths until His truth and our experiences are the same. And when we start to speak these things, our children will hear that. Whether they're biological, whether they're spiritual children, we speak those truths in their lives. And that's the thing that we want to continue to grow. You know, I had this little thing. I grabbed an acorn. Actually, I picked it up today right outside here. I was like, oh man, I forgot to grab it. What's inside of this?
An oak tree.
Inside of this is an Isaac and a Jacob. It has the potential, very small, the seeds that we plant, very small, have a very, very large possibility of becoming something generational. So we need to mind our words. Not stop speaking. It runs in the family and starts speaking. It ends today. And we are free. I have a couple more declarations we want to repeat.
My words
have the power
to release heaven on earth.
My words
have the power
to bless generations.
The truth
will be my experience.
I am seated
in heavenly places
with Christ.
And that
is where my identity comes
from. We start speaking those things into our families. We start speaking those things into that. It has to start with us.
Yeah.
We have to put an end to the things that don't have any place in our lives.
Yeah.
As I was preparing for this last night, I felt on my heart that I was supposed to just offer a time right now. If anybody else would like us to have any declarations with you, to pray them. And if you want to, we'll repeat after you. If there's anything that you guys want to share as far as that kind of stuff goes, I just want to offer that real quick. Anything?
I am not broken.
I am not broken.
I am whole.
You are whole and renewed in Christ.
I am
free.
We agree. You are not broken. You are free.
You are whole.
I will seek the Lord's heart over man's heart. Father, I just thank you. I thank you that your truth is our reality. I ask that you guide us to shift our minds to see that more, to understand that more, and to expect that more. I just want to speak your peace, your fullness, your healing, your shalom over all the people that are here today, all of our children yet to come, our spiritual children, our adopted children. There's no more sickness. There's no more pain. There's no more suffering. And our children will walk in the promises that you have spoken into their lives. We praise you, we honor you, we worship you with all we are. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Stay in fellowship and have a good week.
Thanks for taking the time to listen. We're glad that what the Lord is doing among us encourages you. For more info about the church, follow us on Facebook or connect with us on Instagram. Visit dwellatthewell.com or come out and see us on a Sunday morning, 228 Ridge Avenue, Souderton, Pennsylvania.
I'm taking a well, I'm taking a well right here. I'm taking a well in the valley of my weeping. I'm